Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Chapter 2, Mishnah 2 of Megillah. Yesterday we finished the famous Ein Bein comparisons. Now we're back to laws of reading the Megillah. So Mishnah Beitz, Kara'a Seirugin, if he read it in sections, meaning it was in order, we learned yesterday, out of order is not good. But what if he read it and then had to take a break and then came back and picked up right where he left off? Mitnanem, or he was really mitnanem is kind of dozing off, but it's sort of like half awake. Yotza, it's still good. Lamaisi was awake enough when he said the words. Haya kotva, what if he's writing a Megillah and he's reciting the verses as he writes? Dorsha, or he's explaining it verse by verse, like the rabbi's reading one verse and explaining what it means and going on to the next verse. Umegiha, or he's correcting an existing Megillah, making sure everything's spelled correctly. Im kiven libo, if he directs his heart to fulfill the commandment, yatza, then he has indeed done the mitzvah. Beim lav, and if he's doing these actions, even though he's saying every word, he doesn't have kavana, he doesn't have intention, lo yatza, that doesn't work. We said similarly by blowing the shofar, or someone hearing the shofar, someone's just practicing, or someone's just walking by and happens to hear it, without kavana, without intention to do the mitzvah, he hasn't done the mitzvah. Now the Mishnah goes on to some of the logistic requirements of a Megillah. Haita ketuva basam, if it's written in dye, not dayenu, just a color. Uva sikra, a red dye. Uva komos, komos is like a sap-based ink. Uva kankantum, it's called vitriol. They say ferrous sulfate here in the art scroll. It's a different kind of dye. Ala niyar, or it's written on paper. Val diftera. Diftera is partially processed parchment. So the parchment's good, but it's not done processing. Lo yatza. This Megillah is not the right Megillah. Ad shetahei, until he uses a Megillah, ketuva ashurit, that's written in ashurit. Again, that's the classical Hebrew letters as we have them. It's called ksav ashurit. That's font of Hebrew. Al ha-sefer, and it's written on what's called sefer, which is the finished parchment that we use also for a sefer Torah. Uva Dio, and Dio is the kosher ink that we also use for the Sefer Torah. It's a special recipe. It's a lasting ink. It's hard to erase, and that's why we use it. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Ben Ir, someone who lives in a city, Shehalach Lekroch, and he went to a big city, meaning he lived in an unwalled city, you know, a town that didn't have a wall in the time of Yeshua, and he went to Yerushalayim, or maybe went to Shushan, or Yericho. He went to a city that had a wall. Uben Krach, or vice versa, a resident of a big city with a wall, Shehalach La'ir, he went to a smaller town. And this trip, according to most Mefarshim, it's taking place on the 14th of Adar. So the Mishnah says, Im atid lachzor limkomo, if in the future he intends to return to his place. And the future, the Bainer explains, is before daybreak, before it's time to read the Megillah at daytime. Kori Kim Komo, then he should read the Megillah at the same time as everyone in his original location. So for example, a Yerushalmi Yid, a Jew from Jerusalem, goes to Tel Aviv on the 14th, but he's planning to be back before dawn on the 15th, and in Yerushalayim, in the old city at least, within the walls, they're going to read the Megillah on the 15th. Now other parts of Yerushalayim also might go along with the 15th, that's another discussion about what parts of modern Jerusalem are considered Jerusalem for Kriyat Megillah. That's another topic. But at least for this guy, if he's planning to be back before daybreak on the 15th, he could skip Megillah on the 14th in Tel Aviv, because he knows he's going to catch it on the 15th in Jerusalem. The Mishnah concludes, Ve'im lav, and if he's not sure he's going to be back, he's not planning to come back, he's going to stay there, Kore imahem, he should read the Megillah along with the residents of the place he's visiting. Now Mishnah Gimel goes on, Mehechan Kore, Adam at Megillah. From where do you start reading the Megillah? V'yotze bo yedechavato, to have done your obligation of reading the Megillah. So when we say the whole Megillah as sort of an English quip, an English phrase, oh, the whole Megillah means the whole thing. Well, it's actually a machlokis in the Mishnayos right here. So Rabbi Meir Omer Kula, Rabbi Meir says everything. Mamish, you have to read the whole Megillah to have done the mitzvah of reading the whole Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Me'ish Yehudi. And that's the famous pasuk that we read out loud together in chapter 2, pasuk 5, Ish Yehudi, Hayab, B'Shushan, Ne'irah, Shmo, Mardechai, Ben Kish, etc. So that's, he says, that's the official starting place. Rabbi Yossi Omer me achar dvim eile. Rabbi Yossi says even if you picked up the beginning of chapter 3 with the verse after these things, because he's basically saying the first two chapters are sort of introductory, and in chapter 3 we really start the miraculous events of the Purim story. The Bartnura brings that the halacha here is like Rabbi Meir, that you have to read the whole Megillah to do the mitzvah of reading the whole Megillah. Yashar koach, zay gesund.